Hey, I'm Ryan.
I'm Chris.
And I'm Molly. And you're listening to the DCP Anonymous Podcast.
Hey, howdy, hey, it's Monorail Rye. And joining me today is the hype girl herself, Monorail Molly.
Whoop, whoop.
And the ever-loving river guide, Chris.
Namaste and welcome.
All right, let's go around the Zoom. Molly, we need to know about the Meredith Retreat. The listeners are dying to know, as well as myself.
Oh, man. It was quite the time. In a true Meredith family fashion, things did not go quite as planned.
What?
But all in all, we still had fun, and that's what's important. Lots of games were played, lots of giggles were had. And yeah, I don't think we're going to be doing another vacation in Kentucky.
And your dad is still retired. He has not announced that he's going back to work yet.
So he did retire, but we did get an update yesterday, actually, as of recording this on April 20th from my mom. He was updating his resume.
Stop.
Love that.
That is amazing. I expected a little bit longer, but nothing less at the same time.
We all did. I think we all did. I don't think anyone had a bet going that was quite that quick, but I think that says a lot about how the retirement trip went.
Okay, wait. It's just your parents in their house now, right? Everybody else has moved out.
Correct, yes.
So he just really needs to get away from your mom, is what he's saying. Sorry, Mama TJ, I love you.
I'm going to have to let you answer to that one.
Oh, Lord. Anything else new, Molly, other than Meredith Retreat and Dad already going back to work?
No, I think I think that's really it, honestly.
Okay, Chris, anything new with you?
Biggest thing for me is that, so for those who aren't aware, we are recording on Easter. Happy Easter, everybody.
Happy Easter.
But my aunt and cousins came over from the Sacramento area for, my cousins were on spring break. One of them is a teacher. One of them is in school. And so they came over for the weekend, and today is also my grandma Linda's birthday. Happy birthday, Grandma.
Happy birthday, so, Grandma.
Not that I think she listens, but you never know. So I got to enjoy Easter dinner and grandma's birthday dinner last night with my aunt and cousins who I hadn't seen in a bit. So
nice.
It was awesome. Yeah.
Very cool. Yeah. We did in-laws yesterday on Saturday, and then we did my family today on Sunday. And obviously my brother and his wife aren't there because St. Louis, but you know, good to see everyone. Good to see my other nephew and my sister and brother-in-law and all that good old jazz. So should we get into some Disney news?
Yes, let's do it.
All right. So I have a few things. Number one, we know that Smuggler's Run is getting a new overlay, new storyline, whatever, for the Mandalorian. For the Mandalorian movie. However, there is a new update, and it says Millennium Falcon Smuggler's Run to get Choose Your Destination and Baby Yoda babysitter role. So, apparently, you're going to be babysitting Baby Yoda as well.
I'm very interested to see how that works.
I just want Baby Yoda to be like on my lap.
Right,
you know?
Exactly.
But that's what they do. They just hand you a Baby Yoda plushie and you have to drive as well as hold the Yoda at the same
More
time.
More importantly, do I get to keep it afterwards?
Yeah, for $49.99.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. I saw that the Disney Skyliner is getting a quick little refurb. And when I say quick, I mean literal quick. January 25th, 2026 to January 31st, 2026, it will be closed for refurbishment. So what they're doing in a matter of 6 days, I have no idea.
Probably just an inspection. I mean, for those that don't know, the Skyliner is essentially a ski lift, and it's made actually by a different company that Disney hired out for that. So I'm sure it's probably just an inspection of all of the cabling and whatnot.
Maybe.
And the cars.
Like, I was going to say,
that
they
quickly.
They can't like retheme all the gondolas already. That'd be like way too in 5 days. No,
that'd be really impressive, even for Disney.
Just Real quick wraps, no big deal.
Test Track 3.0 was announced, and they did have a little bit of leakage to the new vehicles. They are the exact same vehicles wrapped in black.
Just a real quick wrap.
Just a real quick
And
wrap in black.
3 years later, or however long it's
It
been.
says Imagineers, along with teams from corporate alliance partner Chevrolet, are reaching back into history for inspiration from the original world of Motion, and are bringing the spirit of optimism to the next interaction of Test Track. They're seeking to push innovation forward and celebrate humanity's enduring drive on thrilling road to a brighter tomorrow. The queue of Test Track 3.0 will feature six distinct exhibits, with each room to celebrate different vehicles and the people behind the vehicles that push the envelope and help get people to our next chapter in our motion, in our motion journey. New show scenes will be added to showcasing technological advances and how our lives and relationships to mobility connect everyone. So we shall see what happens with that. I don't think you're going to be able to build your own car anymore.
Interesting.
Yeah, who knows? They might keep that. That was the best part. Finally, for what I have is Disney files construction permit for Imagineer Trailer Park near Cars Land at Magic Kingdom. So they finally got the permits sent in to get all the trailers in for the project managers to do all the project managing things to build Cars Land in the Magic Kingdom. And Chris, what Disney news do you have?
All right, so I got two things. If you guys did not already know, Victoria and Albert's at Disney's Grand Floridian Resort is a Michelin star restaurant, which I love the fact that the picture they used for this is literally Disney executives standing with the Michelin man. It just makes it so much better. But Victoria and Albert's at Disney's Grand Floridian Resort and Spa has retained its status as a Michelin star restaurant. In 24, the restaurant earned Disney's first ever Michelin star. It remains the first and only restaurant owned and operated by a U.S. theme park to hold a Michelin star. Victoria and Albert's opened in 1988. In 2022, it was refurbished and received a refreshed menu. So yeah, I thought that was very exciting. It's kind of a neat thing, and
Stamps.
also very expensive. And then the one I am more excited for, even though it will be a long time before I ever get on the ship, the Disney Adventure. This is the one that it was the global dream or whatever that Disney bought the ship during the COVID shutdowns. So it was already partially constructed. It is the ship that will be sailing itineraries to nowhere out of Singapore. It's literally just going out into the ocean and back. But it just had its float out recently, meaning that it floated out of the construction hall at the Meyer Werft shipyard in Germany. It marks the completion of the ship's hull, a significant step in her journey towards becoming the largest and most innovative vessel ever built for Disney Cruise Line. As the ship emerged from the construction hall, a wave of excitement surrounded this major achievement, signaling the beginning of a new chapter for Disney in the cruise industry. More importantly, it signals that the ship is not done, but it is seaworthy now, or will be going through seaworthy trials here shortly, meaning it is one step closer to actually taking on passengers. So, super exciting news there.
Yes, it
Cool.
is. I was gonna
Now
say,
we
I
all
feel
just.
like that was really quick, like the turnaround of Disney saying, "Hey, we bought this ship. Oh, now it's almost ready to go." Like,
Right. I mean, it still has a lot of work to do on the inside. If you've ever seen like the making of the Disney Magic, sorry, making of the Disney Wish or the recent making of the Disney Treasure, you'll see that once they float out and do sea trial, there's still a ton of work to be done on the insides. But this is a super exciting moment. Now we all just have to plan a trip to Singapore.
yeah, let me get right on that.
No
Right?
big deal.
No big deal at all. Okay.
So, those were my two pieces that I was excited about.
We love it. And with that, it is time for Chris to take over as game day host.
Dun dun dun.
Molly and
Let's
I are literally
go.
in the dark. We have no idea what this game day is.
It's true.
Well, hopefully it goes better than the last game day I ran.
Hey,
I'm
so my mom, speaking of Easter, she she goes, so I must not listen to this one episode. It's the one where Chris hosted Jeopardy.
Your poor mother.
She's like, I did really well. I played along and I did really well. And I just thought it was so funny when Chris had won, it was he wanted the answer of the evil queen, and Molly said Maleficent, and you were like, wait, what? That's right. So, here we go. She's gonna get back-to-back episodes, Chris.
Cool. Well, cool. Thanks, fam. All right. So today's episode, we are keeping with our review themed episodes.
Oh no.
Ooh.
You didn't give us time to prepare.
What do you mean I didn't give you time to prepare?
At least you know what Molly and I were reviewing.
I told you guys like the last episode we did a review that I was gonna do resorts.
Did you
Oh,
though? You
I did.
thought, you said you thought maybe resorts.
Okay, fair enough. But, Molly, choose a park.
Animal Kingdom, please.
Animal Kingdom is currently closed.
Wait time 0 minutes.
Right?
Final
Choose a
answer.
different park.
My apologies. In that case, can we do a California Adventure?
Now he's
Trying
gotta go
to
to a
go to a
whole new
different
app.
region.
Wait, can we just do Disneyland Paris? Oh, wait, they're probably close too.
They're probably closed too. I have to figure out how to work the Disneyland app because it's been a hot minute.
It's
Wait times and show times. There we go.
typically the same.
You would be surprised.
It's typically the same. As a resident DVC owner, I'm
There
aware.
we go. All right. California Adventure. Ryan, choose an attraction.
Let's do. Ooh, takes our pal around the death wheel side, the scary side,
Okay.
swing-in side, whatever it is.
I know what you're talking about. Do, 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 do. I gotta go over to
So,
Pixar Pier.
4:47 on a Sunday.
Okay. What are you thinking?
Molly, you can have first guess.
I'm gonna say 25 minutes.
Okay.
Okay, I was gonna go 35.
Okay. Ryan, you are closer. Pixar Pal Around Swinging is 45 minute standby.
Nice.
The non-swinging,
Wow.
in case you're curious, is a 50-minute standby.
That doesn't surprise me.
Right. All right, Ryan. So we will start with you. Before, I guess I should tell you how we're scoring points.
That'd be lovely.
Fun fact, every Disney resort I looked at had no less than a 4-star overall review. So I kind of completely cut out overall review because I was like, well. That does us no good. So what we are looking for is, of course, the name of the resort area, Magic Kingdom, Epcot, Animal Kingdom, Disney Springs, or ESPN, Wide World of Sports, whatever you want to call it.
Great, because I know all of those.
You would be surprised how well you actually do, Ryan. How many stars the review was, and what tier the resort is, moderate, value, deluxe. So again, name a resort, resort area, how many stars the reviewer gave it, and its resort tier.
And you collect
Ryan.
points, how?
How do I collect points?
Yes.
You guys being wrong.
Okay.
Or not getting it. I mean,
Just one for
you.
one, or
Yeah.
like.
No, I'll take one for one. Just like you guys have done, you each have an opportunity. Once you two are done, then I'll collect whatever is left.
Okay.
Heard chef.
How many rounds?
Seven.
Oh. Okay. I definitely was getting a Google Sheet ready and I put 20 rounds in, so hang on. Let me just fix that real quick.
Mean, I could have gone 13, but I didn't think we wanted to
This
do literally every resort.
is gonna be a quick game day. Okay.
It is going to be a quick game day.
You're welcome, listeners.
I was really excited about resorts, and then resorts were not really excited about me doing this. We'll just
Okay.
put it that
All right,
way.
we are ready. I have the Excel sheet ready.
Oh, look at you, and all I have is a legal pad and a pen.
Google does it easier.
Yeah, fair enough. I'd be ashamed if I owned Disney to call this a resort. The rooms are tiny, the beds suck, they're low to the ground, and it's like you're sleeping on a hay-stuffed mattress. Not comfortable at all. The so-called kitchen looks like something you'd buy a toddler for a playset. It's completely chintzy. I would be embarrassed to put a homeless person in this place. I feel as if this has completely ruined my vacation. It's not even a place to feel relaxed. It's cramped and tight, and it's a cramped and tight enclosure, creating anxiety for the price you pay for the experience. Oh, let me tell you, it's an experience, one I'd never want to have again. Lesson learned, I'd stick with Bonnet Creek for all my vacation stays in Orlando. By far, hands down, Disney doesn't compare to that resort. This animation place isn't a place I'd ever recommend to my most hated enemy. If you're thinking this place, I'd encourage you to highly reconsider. Someplace different. For the cost, it's a shame. I've slept in La Quinta's hotels that had higher standards than this ripoff of a hotel. Disney truly needs to reconsider the thought of these rooms and fire the person who approved this as deeming it a happy place or suitable as a Disney experience.
Okay, that was long. So you threw me off at first because you said something about owning, so I thought DVC immediately, but then you also said this animation place, which makes me think it's got to be Art of Animation,
Okay.
which means the area of Art of Animation, I guess that's ESPN, and then Star Resort, they're going to give that a one star, and so therefore it is a oh my gosh,
What type of resort is it?
I know it's not, why am I thinking economy, but I know that's not what it is.
I'd accept that.
It's value resort.
Value. Ryan, you just scored 4 points. It was, in fact, Disney's Art of Animation with a
Wow.
one-star review in the ESPN resort zone, and it is a value resort. If you're curious, I did take down the total points, and this is when I noticed they were all like four and above. This was a 4.6 total for Art of Animation.
Okay.
Wow.
So,
That's why you
Molly,
do
are you
the
ready?
plus or minus two, Chris, of the point.
What's up?
That's why you do, like,
Oh,
if we said 4.3 or whatever, like.
right. If I were gonna have you guys count like the overall review, but
But it's
again,
all
they're all
right. We
four
all
point
know
plus.
how we're not the best at math either, so.
There is that too. Okay, Molly.
That's why we let Google do the math.
As a longtime Disney enthusiast with over 30 visits under my belt, I had high expectations for my first stay at this resort, Disney's flagship resort. Having previously enjoyed numerous stays at the Yacht and Beach Club properties, I was eager to experience what is marketed as Disney's most luxurious accommodations. Unfortunately, the reality fell significantly short of expectations. The most glaring issue was the severe understaffing throughout the property. The check-in process was unnecessarily lengthy, and attempting to reach the front desk from our room resulted in being redirected to an impersonable call center. The operator seemed unfamiliar with the basic resort information and couldn't even identify which property we were calling from, a stark contrast to Disney's typically exceptional service standards. The dining situation was particularly disappointing. Room service operates on a limited schedule, with a puzzling 4-hour closure between 1 and 5 p.m. When directed to the pool bar as an alternative, we found a single overwhelmed employee attempting to manage a line of over 10 guests.
Here's what I think. They said flagship, and then they said something all else that was interesting, which was l most luxurious. So I think it's I'm gonna say it's Grandma Flo.
I'd agree with
I'm
that.
gonna say that is a 2-star review. I guess that's Magic Kingdom resort area, and then I what is that? Like a pre what is it? Premium that pre pre pre
No, it's value
Princess
moderate
Deluxe.
deluxe. Thank you, Chris. We could have
Okay,
used that a long time
Deluxe.
ago.
I swear I said it earlier.
Nope.
No. Yeah, my
Jerry,
bad.
roll it back.
But then again, Molly and I should also know.
I'm also kind of true.
So, Molly, you are impressively correct. It was Grandma Flo, otherwise known as Disney's Grand Floridian Resort and Spa, with a 2-star review in the
Yes,
Magic
yes,
Kingdom
yes,
Resort
yes,
area
yes,
and
yes.
a deluxe resort.
Molly, that's exactly how I would have answered too. All four of
Sweet.
those. Malarma.
With
So
a
wait. When they said something about ruined the vacation on mine, I was like, oh, did they sleep in the monorail?
four. I knew you guys would appreciate a good old, you've ruined my vacation.
Always.
Always.
All right, Ryan.
Okay, I'm ready.
First time staying at this resort. It was me and my adult daughter. It's a wonderful resort on a beautiful lake where turtles and fish swim near the bridge. There is a Skyliner station at each end of the resort, which is super convenient. I love staying at Skyliner resorts. This is a big resort, and I would recommend getting a preferred room close to the main lobby. It was a long walk from Aruba, the building where we were in, to the main building where the food and shop was. Each island has rooms on two floors, and there are no elevators. You'll be carrying luggage up the stairs. If you do not have bell service, do it. Rooms are standard with two
Ding,
queen
ding,
beds.
ding. I don't
Go
need you
for
to
it.
finish.
That's
It's
fine.
old Key West, Springs Resort. It would be a deluxe, and I'm gonna say they did a 3-star review.
I'm sorry, you get 0 points.
What? With the no elevator, I was like, oh, it has to be Old Key West.
And Molly is shocked.
There's one other resort I think it could be. And I was gonna go with it until you said no elevators.
It's funny because I didn't think the no L, like, I left something in there that I was like, ah, crap, that just gave it away.
No,
And I
I
didn't
think
even think about the no
the
elevators.
Aruba thing. Yeah, so I know what it is then, but it's Molly's turn.
Okay, can I can I because we ended midway through, could I get the review again, please?
I'm so mad that I caught
Absolutely.
up on that.
First time staying at this resort. It was me and my adult daughter. It's a wonderful resort on a beautiful lake where turtles and fish swim near the bridge. There is a Skyliner station at each end of the resort, which is super
Oh, duh.
convenient.
Hello. Old Key West would not have a Skyliner either.
I love staying at Skyliner Resorts. This is a big resort, and I would recommend getting a preferred room close to the main lobby. It was a long walk from Aruba, the building we were in, to the main building where the food and shopping was. Each island has rooms on two floors. There are no elevators, so you will be carrying luggage up the stairs if you do not have bell services. Do it. You ready?
Okay. Oh, okay. Yes, I think I'm ready.
Okay.
I think that's Caribbean Beach. I'm gonna say that was a th th 4-star review.
Okay.
I th think it's a moderate. And what is that? What? Oh, where is that? Where is that?
I think
Is that like the Hollywood Studios
that's what
EE
I would
area?
say.
Am I allowed to say that?
You're allowed to say that.
Okay, great. Yeah, that's gonna be my final answer.
Okay. So you said Caribbean Beach, which is
Yes.
correct.
Yep.
You said moderate, which is correct. ESPN Hollywood Studios, like Hollywood Studios doesn't have a resort area,
I would give that to her. I say it's
but I
closer
was
to
gonna say
Hollywood.
it falls within that ESPN, but a lot of those
Okay.
fall within Hollywood Studios, so I'm not gonna ding you on that. So you got three. However,
Is this a
for as
two-star?
no, it's a 5-star.
Whoa,
I know.
okay. All right.
Right.
Hey, Chris, we're gonna double your points when we get them wrong, just so you can stay in
Okay.
the game.
Oh, thanks.
You're welcome.
That's fair.
I literally, as soon as you said Aruba, I'm like, it's Caribbean Beach. And like, along with the Skyliner, I'm going Caribbean Beach. And then you said no elevators, and I got caught on the fact that Claire's like, that's the Old Key West is the only resort that doesn't have any elevators.
Think it's the only deluxe with no elevators, but yeah.
So mad at myself.
Okay, I'm really mad about how these lined up because, but, well, you'll. Molly, it's your turn, right?
Okay,
Yes.
yes.
Okay. 1 second, I have a glaring issue here.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
I forgot to remove the name of a resort.
What's the issue, dear?
That.
Is it
Okay.
the clumsy way he walks?
Or the grumpy way he talks,
I really wish I knew the next line.
or the pear-shaped weirdness of his feet.
That's what it is.
There we go. All right. As d d blah, 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 blah. Take
That's what
two.
I'm saying, dog.
As Disney Vacation Club members, we have sampled most of the accommodations on the property over the years. This resort is unquestionably the cream of the crop, and it carries a price to match it. We calculated that the DVC points required to spend 5 nights here would have bought us 14 nights at Old Key West, at our Old Key West home resort. But we didn't have time for a longer vacation this year. Pros: location, location, location. You are literally out over the water with a spectacular view across the lagoon and fireworks in the evening. Resort is on the monorail line and shares a ferry with the Grand Floridian, so getting back and forth to Magic Kingdom was easy. The rooms are stylishly decorated and include three Murphy beds that can sleep six comfortably and eight with some squeezing. The deck has a small pool for cooling off, though not a whirlpool, and the trip's highlight was watching the nightly fireworks over Magic Kingdom. There's no better vantage point other than inside the theme park itself. Resort has good restaurants, particularly the upscale and pricey.
Blank.
And I'm not gonna name it, even though you already know it.
Okay.
But there's two that it could be. It's not quite clear.
It shares a bu ferry with the
Right,
Grand
and
Floridian.
that's the hint that I'm taking into consideration too, but there's other things that are making me think the other one, Molly.
Do I need to name the restaurant? I'll name the restaurant.
No.
Okay. I'm like, I'll name the restaurant.
Like, I'll do it. Okay, you know what? I'm just gonna go for it. I'm gonna say that's Contemporary, five star. It's a deluxe, and it's Magic Kingdom.
Okay. You got, let me double check something. Do-do-do. Sorry, my brother's dog just walked in and
I was
attacked
like,
me.
is it in your sock? The way you were reaching
No.
down. Whoa, whoa,
I don't mean to
whoa.
interrupt. I'm
Up
sorry.
here in a
Tahoe
Tahoe.
apologizes.
Oh my God. That's
That's
another
fine.
person.
I was just attacked by a German Shepherd with lots of loves and kisses.
Chris, that was a human person. What are you talking about?
Well, and then, yes, my brother came in to rescue his dog, or me, depending. Okay, you said Contemporary Resort, 5-star, Magic Kingdom Deluxe. You got two correct. It was the Magic Kingdom Resort, and it was a deluxe.
Okay, so that means it's Polynesian, which that's what I was thinking. It has to be, because I don't think Contemporary has a boat to the Magic. Or maybe it does. Either way, it doesn't share the same line because it's not right next door. So it's Polynesian. You said it's five star. They had to give it a four.
No, she said it was 4-star.
Did you say four? You
I said
said
five.
five.
Did you say five? Oh. I apologize, Molly. You get 3 points.
Okay, so it's
Yay!
Polynesian.
Now, I'm going to reread something to you. There's an extra point in here, Ryan, if you can't, or Molly. Do, do,
It's
do, do,
gonna be
do.
like, what's the name of the restaurant?
No. That was
Oh!
Ohana. The
Oh.
restaurant was Ohana.
But yeah, but it could have been California Grill.
That's what I thought.
Fair.
And but the thing is, I think if they were watching the fireworks, they would have said something about the balcony. And they didn't,
That's.
which is why I was leading to Polynesian as well as the bus.
You're so right.
Or as well as the boat, not the bus.
We calculated that the DVC points required to spend 5 nights in this property would have bought us 14 nights at our Old Key West home resort, but we didn't have time for a longer vacation. Pros: location, location, location. You are literally out over the water with a spectacular view across the lagoon.
Yeah,
Oh,
the
yeah.
back side of Contemporary, you have the lagoon too. And on the
Right, but
front
you're
side, you
out
can see
over
the
the water.
lagoon.
Which part of Polynesian are they staying in?
The bungalow.
Oh,
The
yeah, it's gotta be the
bungalows.
bungalows.
Because I was gonna say, Polynesian's really not that expensive, point wise. Like, it's
Unless
unless
you're
you're
in one of the
apparently choosing the
bungalows.
bungalows. Yeah. It's like, and I'm staying for 5 nights and it's not that bad at all, so.
But are you in a bungalow?
No, I couldn't afford the bungalow. That would have been like 4 years worth of points, Chris.
Just checking.
And I'm only allowed to use three at a time.
Right.
And that would have been for 2 nights.
We promise you, DVC is worth it. All right, whose turn is this?
I think it is Rai.
Okay. Ryan.
Yes.
Amazing stay at Disney's resort. Our stay at Disney's resort was absolutely amazing and exceeded all expectations. From the moment we arrived,
Is this
we felt
Disney's resort? Disney's resort. Is it a
we
new
felt so
resort?
welcomed as guests. Check-in was quick and seamless, setting the tone for a fantastic visit. For a budget-friendly resort, the accommodations were outstanding, clean, comfortable, and thoughtfully designed. The room included a small refrigerator, which was perfect for storing essentials like bottled water and a half gallon of milk. While there was
I
no
thought that was
microwave,
it.
while there was no microwave or room service, mobile order for food court restaurants were easy to complete and convenient to pick up. The grounds were beautiful with Disney magic around every corner, which makes it extra special for a 3-year-old toddler. The larger-than-life movie-themed decor truly brought smiles to our faces.
Got it. Okay. So this is gonna be. Hang on. Why do I always do this? I always get the two values confused, other than Art of Animation. It's not Pop, it's the other one. It's All Stars. Thank you. Okay. All Stars, ESPN. They gave it a 5-star review, and it is value.
Can you be more specific about which all-star?
Well, they. Oh, you went that specific. Okay. They said movie.
Okay. You get 3 points. It is not ESPN Zone. Really?
Okay.
This one I remember from my training. Molly?
Sorry, what happened?
It's
He
not
got 3 points. It's
ESPN.
not ESPN.
Oh, it's not. Oh. Where is that? And it's not ESPN.
It's
No.
like past Springs.
Technically, it's way the heck out there.
Is it like technically Animal Kingdom?
It is technically Animal Kingdom. And I will tell you guys,
I call
basically,
BS.
anything that falls in Osceola County, which has a different room tax rate than Orange County, anything that falls in Osceola County is in the Animal Kingdom resort area.
I'm gonna
Just
call
fun
Bob.
fact. You go right ahead and call
I'm gonna
Bob.
call Bob. We gotta have a
Call
chat
him.
about that.
So, this was Disney's All-Star Movies Resort for a 5-star review, Animal Kingdom area, and it is a value resort.
Okay, well, at the end, we're at the end of round five. I have 8 points. Chris has 2 points. Molly and I have been sweeping pretty much.
Yeah.
Because Chris really only has one, but I doubled his points. And Molly has 11 points.
So, Molly with 11, Ryan with 8, Chris with 2. Chris did not plan on even playing because he knew this was not going to be one where there would be a lot of leftover points.
But I gotta say, I'm surprised because I thought this would be a lot harder than it is.
Right.
Same.
I'm also surprised and kind of saddened because I thought there would be a lot more fun reviews than there were. I went with the best I could find.
It's all right.
Well, let's get her done.
Get her
All hit me with
done.
another one, Chris.
Hit you with another one. How about this one? I attended a conference here and did not visit the park. The hotel that we stayed in was fine, nothing special at all. The rooms were no nicer than staying at your standard Marriott. The thermostat gave me a lot of problems and was too hot and couldn't be changed. The staff came in and made it lower, and then it still couldn't be changed. The rooms and hall decor have seemed pretty dated and needed to be touched up. The location seems really good to get into the parks if that's your thing. I got a discounted rate for the conference, but I think the price I paid was even too high. There's not much to do or go to if you are not going to the parks. I did walk the boardwalk one night and it was kind of depressing. Just a bunch of older people sitting around drinking or playing sad carnival games. If I was on a personal trip, I would not stay here.
They walk the boardwalk. See, you had me
There's
until.
one super, super duper hint, Molly.
Yes, there is.
Okay. Only because I like talked about the carnival games, which I thought was so weird and specific. But like I didn't realize I don't think this place has that. Because with Conference Center, that points me in one direction. But then boardwalk, I'm like, that's another guy.
I'm not gonna give you hints because I know what it is. And I
I
don't
know.
want to give away
I wanna help,
points.
but I can't.
Okay, well.
Molly
All
has
right.
fallen off the face of the
I'm
earth
falling off the
and
face of the
into the
planet.
universe.
Into the
Into the Mollyverse.
I feel like that would be a very frightening place.
I feel like that'd
Yeah.
be a great television show.
It would be. It'd
That it would
be
be.
scary. Okay, I'm just gonna go with my gut. I'm gonna say yacht and beach, 3 stars. I guess that's Hollywood Studios, ESPN, and that I'm moderate.
You got one.
Oof.
It was 3 stars.
My turn.
Ryan.
It is. I was like gonna say yacht beach, and that is so wrong. It is swan and dolphin.
Oh, because they said a regular Marriott. You're so right.
Correct.
You're so right, and I'm so
It
dumb.
is Boardwalk Epcot area. And
Oh, I'm also super dumb.
so you're saying that's not a moderate, Chris?
It is not a moderate.
Well, it's not a deluxe, so it has to be a value. Or is it
Chris
its
gets.
own? Is it its own thing? Because is it a full service hotel?
Not sure what you mean by this.
Full service
like.
means you pay for breakfast. It is not included. It has a bar. It has a restaurant. That is a full service hotel.
It is the full service hotel. But going off of what Disney would classify it as,
It's a deluxe.
it is a deluxe. I don't disagree. Here
Whatever. Molly gets one, I get two, Chris gets two.
we go. Now you got me double checking myself.
It's okay. I'll take it. It's fine.
I know, but now I want to make sure
It's
I'm.
fine.
Yes, Walt Disney World, Swan, and Dolphin are considered Disney Deluxe Resorts, though they are managed by Marriott, not Disney.
But what does Marriott classify it as?
Actually, Marriott classifies it as one of their higher level
Which would be a full
properties.
service resort.
But
It's fine, Chris. Just move on.
we'll pull it
Give
up
me
later because I'm
the
curious.
next
And I,
one.
but yes. All right. I love this one.
It's the last one, right? Last round.
Are we on 5 or 6?
This is seven.
This is 7.
Chris, why can't you math? Why can't you count? Last week, the same thing happened. You were like, oh, that's all 20. I'm like, Chris, we're at 16.
Okay, so I had 14 total, 7 for each of you.
Oh, that makes a lot more sense. I was like, wow, there's okay, hang on.
My bad. Okay. I'm like, what is going on?
Chris,
I was like kicking back. I'm
there
like,
is
oh
a
man, we're
reason
I'm
I
like, man,
teach
we're all,
English and
I'm
social
like, we're
studies.
almost done. Okay, hang on.
There is a reason I teach English and social studies.
Okay, let me fix this now.
Sorry.
Sum equals.
I'm so happy that Ryan got this one. It's probably my favorite review I found.
Okay, let's do it.
Didn't see many animals. Where are they?
That's it.
That's it.
Okay, so it's got to be Animal Kingdom Lodge. It is a deluxe resort. Animal Kingdom area. Three, 2-star review. 2-star.
Okay, you got 3 correct.
I think I was gonna get all four, Molly. Go for the three.
Okay, wait. Which one was incorrect?
The
His
star
star
review.
review.
Oh, and it wasn't 3?
No, I
No, he
said
went with
I
2.
changed it to two, and he kind of gave me
Oh.
the look when I said three that I had
Oh.
all that I swept it.
Then yeah, 3.
It was 3, because I was about to say, way to sweep that one, Ryan.
Where are
So
the
mad.
animals?
Where
Listen, that
didn't
is
see many animals. Where are they?
my favorite aesthetic property. It is not my favorite property to stay at. Like
That's fair.
I love being there, waking up, having coffee with the giraffes. I hate the bus system to get anywhere.
Completely agree. All right, Molly.
That's me.
Great resort that is extremely underrated. If you're looking for a budget hotel that is still great and quite close to all the parks, this is the option. Wonderful atmosphere and great beignets. It also has a really nice pool and a scenic running path. As a jazz lover myself, this felt like paradise. If you ever come to Disney World, this is the place to stay.
She's gonna sweep it.
Port Orleans. 5 stars.
You gotta be more specific. What side of Port Orleans?
Which side of
Oh,
Port Orleans?
there's sides.
Yes. It's super easy. Think about it. Beignets, jazz music. What would you call that?
I would call that Port Orleans.
Wait, what's on your screen? Your glasses are giving it away. I'm just kidding.
Like, I'm staring at my camera.
I'm making fun of Molly for pretending like she's cheating.
God. I guess like French Quarter, maybe?
Yes.
Ah,
There you go.
okay,
It's
French
French Quarter
Quarter.
and Riverside.
5 stars. Where is that? Is that Springs? I'm gonna call that Springs, and then, oh, I guess that's a moderate.
She swept it.
Swept it. Which, okay, I
Bam.
thought it was interesting because they said something about like the price being like relatively affordable, like it would be a
Right.
value. But then as soon as you said it's in the middle of everything, I'm like, okay, so it's definitely Old Key West, Saratoga, or Port Orleans.
Yeah, it said
And then
something about
running
being
path
a
and jazz, and
budget
I was like,
hotel,
oh,
and I was like,
obvious. Yeah, not a budget hotel,
I mean, it's
moderate.
more, yeah.
I love
But,
Riverside. If they had DBC, I'd buy in there.
French Quarter is probably where I'll be staying for the Disarella Summit this summer.
Nice.
Yes.
You know where you're staying for the marathon yet?
No, because they haven't released hotels yet.
Fair enough.
So, I mean, I'm kind of, I don't know where I'm thinking.
They say like the Springs resorts are actually good, like Old Key West or Saratoga are
I
apparently the
was
closest.
kind of thinking those. I've also read about how amazing Pop Century and art are to like
For the
for
marathon.
the marathon for the
Yeah,
runners.
they said Saratoga's
So,
that way too. Like they do a
okay.
breakfast and everything. But
So,
again, Saratoga's typically DVC, but
right, but so,
I don't know. I'm saying it, Polly. So, finally.
right. I'm excited to see that room.
Yes. All right. It's
Okay.
my turn.
It is your turn.
Okay, let's do it.
One second. I can't keep a straight face, so I may turn my camera off.
Rude.
Wow.
I get an extra point now. No, I'm just kidding.
That's fine. If you can sweep it, I'll give you the extra point.
Okay.
As a 20-plus DVC, as a 20-plus year DVC member, I understand that resort is the oldest DVC resort, but the age is really showing. The rooms are in need of new outlets on the nightstands, new washer dryers, new beds, and new pillows. Otherwise, the resort location and amenities are good. As always, Olivia's amazing.
I got it. So I had to think because originally you said oldest like oldest DBC resort, but I didn't clock the DBC. So I'm like oldest resort, either Poly or campgrounds, right? But this is Old Key West. This is a Springs resort. It is a deluxe resort, and I'm gonna say they gave it a 3-star.
So close. Stars are off again.
Course.
Well, then I guess I'm gonna say this is like a one of those ones where it's like weirdly inflammatory. So I'm gonna say it's a 4.
It was a 2.
I was gonna say it's
Oof.
gotta be a 2. All right, Chris, that means you're up to 6 points, bud.
Woo.
Woo!
Oh, soon as I realized you were getting Old Key West, I could not keep a straight face. I was like,
Why? Because of what I did earlier? So mad.
was killing me.
Okay, so just to clock in at the end of round 9. Ooh, Molly, you're ahead by 1 point. I have
Oof. Ooh.
16, Chris has 6, and Molly has 17.
Wow.
Wow.
Let's a go.
Resort is a beautiful resort. The vibe in the resort.
Is this a resort?
It is
Is this
Disney's
resort? Is this
resort.
Disney Resort?
The
2.0.
vibe in the resort is incredible, especially in the evening hours. The outdoor movie showing is a great experience. Rooms are very spacious and tastefully designed, nothing short of the Disney standard. On top of these great amenities and features, one thing that this resort stands out is the location. You can walk to Epcot and Hollywood Studios, or a short ferry ride, complimentary of course, to either theme park. This is an incredible convenient feature, especially if you plan to include Disney's theme park hopping. However, I am not sure if I'm willing to pay $750 for a 335 square foot one bedroom during an off-peak season. I thoroughly enjoyed this resort as a DVC member for multiple occasions, but paying $1,000 per night for a family of four, not me.
Now, this is where I really show off how much I don't know about resorts and DVC. I think I know what this is, though.
Okay, go for it.
I'm gonna say Yacht and Beach. I'm gonna say this was 4 stars. This is like the boardwalk area. And I think it's a deluxe.
Okay, you did take three. It was a 4-star. It is Epcot Boardwalk Area and it is deluxe.
But it is the actual boardwalk hotel. I can't think of what it is. Is it just the boardwalk?
It is Disney's Boardwalk Inn or Disney's Boardwalk Villas.
Yeah.
So.
Oh. Because, Molly, I was thinking the same thing, but I think Chris would be more specific about yacht or beach, number
Oh,
one.
true.
And
Oh,
number
I would have
two,
pulled a review that had like the swimming pool, talked about the
yeah.
pool.
The pricing, I was like, it's gotta be the actual boardwalk. But nice. You're still ahead by 3 now, 17 to 20. Chris, you're at 6.
Thank you for that.
You're on the board. That's all that matters.
Right,
You
seriously.
know, all I gotta say is if one of us wins and you don't win, that just means you made a good game day.
That's true.
Right?
Like,
So
I'm
you
not gonna
technically win
complain.
anyway. Yeah. If you win, then you made a bad game day because we can't get any
Also,
point.
I'm really hoping for a tie because I have an amazing tiebreaker.
Ooh, I'm ready. Okay.
Even if we don't, I'm still gonna pull it.
That's fine. Oh, we can do a
All
wager, Chris. We can wager
right.
points.
Maybe. We'll see. All right.
Whoa.
So we did Boardwalk. Okay. This place is an absolute disaster.
Oh,
It's
Lord.
supposed to resemble a Disney resort, but it's more like a nightmare disguised as one. First off, when we checked in, the key cards didn't work, so we had to
Haunted
sit out.
Mansion. No, I'm just kidding.
Haven't even gotten to the elevator yet.
Ha! Okay,
But
sorry.
no, but it's more like a nightmare disguised as one. First off, when we checked in, the key cards didn't work, so we had to sit out in the heat for about 30 minutes, waiting for someone to come and open the door for us. That's just the start. The food is worse than cafeteria food. Honestly, I didn't expect much, but this is beyond disappointing. The restaurant is a joke. Everything is either undercooked or tasteless, and I wouldn't even feed it to my dog. The rooms are ridiculously small, and the beds are absolutely horrible. You're guaranteed to wake up feeling like you've been run over, unable to walk because of how stiff your body is. The property itself is nothing like it once was. It's clear they've let it fall apart. The carpets are stained, the walls are cracked, and it feels like no one's done any maintenance in years. It used to have some charm, but now it's just run down, depressing place to stay. The smell walking into the lobby was enough to make me gag. Do people not bathe anymore? It smelled like a dirty gym. I couldn't wait to leave. Feel sorry for the employees who have to work in that odor all day.
You gave me no hints, Chris.
There really was none. I do apologize.
Oh, man. Okay, we're gonna go Pop Century value 1-star ESPN area.
Ryan, I think you deserve a fifth point because that was a total sweep.
Whoa.
Oh my gosh. No, that was in fact Disney's Pop Century Resort with a 1-star review. Mind you, everybody, it does have a 4.5-star Google review. I only used Google. Most reviews, like this was an old review, most reviews were very happy with Pop Century. I don't want to be bashing any of the Disney properties here. It is ESPN and it is a value resort. So.
Wow.
especially because I have a
I'm proud
client
of
that is
myself for that
staying at
one.
Pop Century in a few months, so I'm like, it's not that bad, I promise.
I'm proud of myself for that. I
I'm very
really
proud of
am.
you.
You should be. That was sick.
That was awesome. We have stayed at this resort. Re the
This
we
resort.
have
Resort. We got our
we have
dessert down at the resort.
right. And my khakis and my khakis.
Why was I just gonna do the same thing?
Because we're telepathetic.
No. So my mom goes, Ryan, how do you pronounce TELE? She was like trying to spell telepathic. And I
Okay.
was like, Mom, it's part of the Monsters, Inc. laugh floor. It's telepathetic. And she's like, Oh.
Right, let's try this again.
Yes.
We have stayed at this resort over four times now, especially the Grandestino Tower. I do love this hotel, but do not enjoy some of the changes they have made. We have in the past stayed in the larger suites in the tower, and this was my first time staying in the King Tower room only. Two main things. Why is the lowest the AC settings 65 or 68? This makes no sense. It is Florida and hot. I should be allowed to set this as low as I want. Giving only sheets on the bed does not help, even when sweating buckets during the night. Second, the shower has an insane slope. Be careful when getting in. It is honestly ridiculous. There is no help for a female trying to shave in the shower without busting your butt. Even with all the wonderful memories I have at this hotel, this past day would probably be the last. The AC did it for me.
Okay, first of all, I hate to break it to you. You went to Florida, so like jot that down. Second of all, I believe it's Coronado Springs.
That's what I couldn't think of the name of the hotel.
Yeah, I
That's it,
believe it's
though.
Coronado Springs. I think that was a 2-star review. I think it's a deluxe. No, sorry. I think it's a moderate. And oh shoot. I think that's Animal Kingdom.
You took three. It
Who'd I
was not
miss?
a 2-star review.
Oh, okay. That had to be 1 star.
It was 3 stars.
Wow.
I know.
Wow.
So yes, this is Disney's Coronado Springs Resort. It was a 3-star, 4.5 overall. It is in the Animal Kingdom Resort area, and it is a moderate resort. Fun fact, Disney's Coronado Springs is the only non-deluxe resort that offers a club-level offering. The Grandestino Tower has club-level offerings. So,
Very nice.
and you usually have to go to a deluxe for that. Ryan, we should have two more.
And there's a 1-point lead on Molly, 22 to 23.
Perfect.
So Molly is winning.
To pay $120 per night to stay inside Disney property is an incredible deal. Me and my family went to Disney Resort over spring break this year. I have to say, it is awesome. The resort itself is just wonderful, and one of the things that I would definitely change, although I'm still going to give it a 5-star rev whoops.
If you want, I'll guess the actual
There we go.
overall review.
5-star review on because the campground.
I was gonna guess that anyway, Chris, because it was $120.
Yes, thank you. We're going to finish this anyways. Because resort was amazing. If you need to have propane refills or where people you need to have propane refills or where people can actually buy a propane tank. We did love the deer, the turkeys, and the rabbits we saw. We also loved the hoop-de-doo review. There are so many friendly people we met here, and it was a pleasure. The pools are so nice and so much fun. The campground is super clean and the slabs are nice and level. We are definitely coming back for Christmas.
So here's what we can do, Chris. I can either take the points for this, which I'll be honest, I was going to guess Wilderness Campgrounds,
Yes, that I mean, if you hadn't, I would have been disappointed.
but what we can do is we can take your tiebreaker one and use that and just delete this question or this review.
So, excuse me. I'm happy to delete this review, although I
Okay.
love the campgrounds.
So let's just go over it. Wilderness Campgrounds, 5-star review. Magic Kingdom, it is a value, correct? Okay. So.
Campground is a value. The cabins are a moderate.
Okay.
It's a weird mix,
So,
but
deleted. Thank
deleted.
you. Next one.
Also,
See, this is
apparently,
why you had a bonus.
this is why I had to actually, I deleted one off of here as well, and I don't know how. So this
Oh.
actually worked out anyways. So.
So you still have two more reviews, right? One for me, one for Molly.
I need one for you. I need one for Molly, correct?
Yes.
I do.
Okay, perfect. So
Give
this
me
one will be mine.
one. This will be yours.
Yeah, please make sure that you do not say any of the names or any of the
Right. I
reviews.
am literally going through.
We did really well up until round 13.
Right?
It's the Hollywood Tower Hotel.
I wish I would have thought of that. I'm not gonna lie. Okay, so Molly is just gonna get my bonus one now.
That's fine.
That's
That
fine.
works. As
Woo!
long as it's still like fair, it's not like it's a.
Right.
The suspense is killing me.
I know, sorry, I'm making sure that there is nothing.
You're making me fall asleep.
I know, I'm so sleepy.
My bedtime's in 25 minutes.
Think we're good.
I think. We hope. Fingers crossed.
We hope.
Legs crossed. Eyes crossed.
We found Disney's resort to be a lovely place to stay. The grounds are beautiful and very well maintained. The atmosphere is just great, with a nice French atmosphere. We also loved the balcony rooms and access to the skyway. We also love the restaurants and lounges. A really nice resort. Excellent rooftop bar restaurant to grab a drink and watch fireworks. Great bourbon selection, and the food looked amazing. If you have a Disney gift card, you can use it at the bar.
Okay, you had me until fireworks.
I'm so confused.
Because
What do you mean,
French?
French atmosphere?
Well, I'm thinking Riviera.
Oh,
But is that
true.
French?
Help. I'm just gonna. I'm so sleepy.
Molly, it's
Okay.
me.
Yeah,
Oh.
Molly, this is Ryan. You get
Bye.
the bonus one.
The French thing is throwing me off with the fireworks. I'm just gonna go Riviera. It has to be Riviera, even though I'm not getting the fireworks thing. That would be deluxe. They gave it a 5-star review, and that's, I don't know if it's Epcot or Hollywood.
So quickly, it was Disney's Riviera Resort. It was 5 stars. It is deluxe slash DVC.
I'm gonna say it's Epcot.
Okay. Molly, would you like to guess what resort area it is?
Oh, it's not Epcot.
It is not Epcot.
I gave you the other option, I think. Well,
Where is it?
it's
Is
Skyliner
it?
Access, so it has to be.
Oh, yeah. I guess it's gotta be Boardwalk then, right?
No, Boardwalk would be Epcot.
That's
Oh.
Hollywood.
Oh, I thought you said Hollywood. My bad.
No, I said Epcot.
Yeah,
It's
in that
Hollywood.
case, then it's Hollywood.
Well, Chris gets those points because you guessed Boardwalk.
True, 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 true. My bad.
Okay, so with one round left, I have 25 points. Chris has 10 points. Molly has 23 points.
Dang.
So if you get three, Molly, and I get one, it's a tie, and Chris has to go and find another one real quick.
Right.
Yep.
It was like, now I don't want to tie. All right. Truly unique and immersive experience, unlike anything I've done before. This wasn't your typical hotel stay. It was an all-inclusive, interactive adventure that made me feel like I was part of a futuristic story unfolding in real time. Molly is losing her mind right now, and I haven't even finished. From the moment we entered, we were on, and the cast never broke character. The level of detail in the design, the costumes, the lighting, even the background sounds was next level. Molly.
That's the Galactic Star Cruiser. I'm gonna say that's a 5-star review is what it sounds like. I guess it technically counts as like a Because it's so expensive. I would say it's a deluxe. Where is it? Isn't it kind of like in the middle of nowhere? I'm going to say Springs. That's what it feels like spiritually.
Chris, get ready because it's Hollywood.
Okay, so yes, it was the Galactic Star Cruiser. It was a 5-star review. It was, I mean, Disney didn't even classify this one, but yes, I would agree that it would be classified as a deluxe. And no, it was not.
It's Hollywood,
Oh.
which means 26 to 26. Chris, go find another one. Hurry.
Audit.
Whoops.
Are we wagering, Molly?
Yeah, that's up to you guys.
I think we can just go straight points.
How? It's going to be one resort.
Oh, is it just gonna be one? Because I thought it
Yeah, it's going
was.
to be one resort. So we should
Oh.
wager.
Yeah, I'm gonna wager 10 points.
I was like, let's write it down, but no, let's just say it out loud. Okay. Since you're gonna wager 10, I'll wager 11.
Ooh.
Chris, so we have to direct message our answer to Chris. Molly, do you know how
Yes.
to do that? Okay.
And we're just gonna
Just
guess what the resort is?
no, all four, same thing.
Oh, I understand. I'm understanding. Thank you.
So you'll be. Oh, wait, how are we going to do that? 10.
We just message Chris and then whoever has the
Oh,
most
no, it'll
right.
be. Yeah, so it'll be the amount of points we get right plus the amount we wagered.
Okay.
So you can get up to 14 points. I can get up to 15 points. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
Chris, I'm ready.
I don't know if Chris is ready.
Chris is working. He's almost there.
Is that right?
That's exactly right.
I knew it.
Disney Resort.
I just sent him a bunch of gibberish, is all I did.
Nice. I think I won.
Is that a
All
Springs resort?
right.
When you have to go to literal Star Wars land to get there.
Hey, I didn't know.
Yes, you have to get to Batuu to get there.
Oh, you're right, because they've like part of it is like they
As
bus
part of
you
your,
over.
yes.
I forgot about that. Damn.
I'll explain in a minute, but
Okay,
let's
we're
go through
ready.
this. Just finished theming, impeccable. Service, mysterious. Comfort, questionable. Just finished a stay at one of the more unconventional resorts in Disney. If D Disney were officially classifying it, I'd place it as a blank. Beautifully themed, but not quite what you call relaxing. From the moment you arrive, you're transported into the Golden Age. The lobby looks like it's been frozen in time, complete with vintage furniture, flickering chandeliers, and a strange, lingering stillness in the air. It's stunning, but there's definitely a don't touch anything energy throughout the place. The staff are polite but cryptic. Sometimes it feels like they knew what I needed before I asked. Other times, they just vanished. My luggage made it to the room eventually, although one bag mysteriously took the long way up or down, hard to say. Rooms are gorgeous in a retro velvet draped kind of way, but you won't find modern comforts here. No smart TVs, no USB ports, and the radio came on by itself around midnight. Charming if you're into that kind of thing. Elevators are a whole separate issue. Highly unpredictable. At one point, I'm pretty sure we traveled through a dimensional rift, or maybe that was just the theming. Either way, hold on to the handrail and prepare for the movement.
Molly, you know this? How do you know this?
It was the last category. We got name, stars, where it is. Oh, what type?
What type?
Ooh.
Okay, Ryan.
Yeah. Wait,
Just
we're
finished
messaging
this.
these to you, right?
Yes, to me. Just finished a stay at one of the more unconventional resorts in the Disney area. If
Okay.
Disney. Okay, we're gonna skip all
Okay.
that. From the moment you arrived, you're transported into the Golden Age. The lobby looks like it's been frozen in time, complete with vintage furniture, flickering chandeliers, and a strange
Oh, I
lingering
got it.
stillness in the air.
I got it. Of course you did this.
Of course I did. So with the wagering, how are we doing this if neither of you got them all?
So, how many correct did Molly get?
Three.
And how many did I get correct?
Three.
So, technically, I think Molly wins because she wagered less than I did.
Okay. Or we
True.
just call it a tie. For our listeners,
Or do you want to do another one, Chris? And we'll just, until one of us gets a different amount.
we can do
Do
another one.
another
I'm
one.
just
So
gonna.
the answers, everybody, were Hollywood Tower Hotel and Hollywood Studios. What's the rest, Chris? Because the other two I'm not sure about.
Oh, Ryan, you know what? I lied. You got two correct, so Molly is our winner. Because it was Hollywood Tower Hotel, Hollywood Studios. Disney would classify this as a deluxe resort.
Would they?
I know, I just stopped myself there. So, for our listeners, I had ChatGPT write me a review for a Hollywood for the Hollywood Tower Hotel, otherwise known as the Tower of Terror.
Okay, Chris, guess what? We're going to delete this one too. Go get a real resort and let's do this again. I was literally at first Disney Resort area. I was like, "Oh, maybe it's a Disney like the B Spot Hotel or like the Wyndham over by Springs."
No, the only non-Disney hotel, Disney-owned hotel we used was Swan and
Swan and
Dolphin.
Dolphin. Yeah. Okay, so
Because technically.
use a real Disney hotel. That way you can,
Okay.
we won't wager anything. It's just whoever gets
Just who
more
guesses?
correct.
Okay.
Yes. And if we get the same amount, it's whoever gets
Dinged
in
in first?
first. Yes, that's how we're going to
Okay.
do this.
All right. Sounds good. Trying to think of a resort I haven't used yet.
I have quite a few that you have
I
not used.
know, but
There's two Magic Kingdoms that you haven't used.
I
There's
know.
technically two Springs that you haven't used. Two boardwalks that you haven't used.
Technically, two Animal Kingdoms that I haven't used.
So, how about them
Nice.
bananas?
I was gonna say, I don't know if you guys heard my background noise there, but I had to go on mute for a second because I'm at a friend's house watching WrestleMania
Oh
and
my
something crazy just
gosh.
happened.
I love how you literally are like, we're just gonna take the pod on the road today. Chris. Chris, please, it's past our bedtime.
I know, I'm
Literally.
trying. I'm sorry. Screw it. We're going to this resort instead because I know there will be something there. Okay, we're going with this.
Okay, great.
What a classic this is. Honestly, just being from my childhood up to now, I would give it blank stars. But from a resort perspective, I can't. However, the magic is here and you will feel like blank, especially due to the incredible service and experience. Ask the front desk for the scavenger hunt. Book the blank at night to see fireworks. Go out onto the landing at the corner, main floor to sit and watch fireworks outside. Blank is a good all you can eat. A bit pricey, but for children, it's amazing. Location, of course, is great for boat to parks.
That's fine. That's it. Or
That's it.
did you not mean to say that? Okay.
Location, of course, is great for boat to parks or other resort. Enjoy. There we go.
Have no idea.
Not positive on a few things, but that's where I'm going.
I'm not confident.
Chris, how many did I get right?
I'm just gonna read the. I'm gonna read your guys' answers out loud.
Okay.
Wilderness Lodge, Magic Kingdom area, deluxe 4 stars.
And what did Molly say?
Wilderness Lodge, Magic Kingdom area, deluxe 4 stars.
Stop. Molly, we can't get a true
Wait,
winner.
who got in first though? Who got in
Ryan
first?
got in first. He gets it. It
Okay.
was Disney's Contemporary Resort, Magic Kingdom area, 4 stars,
I was this
deluxe.
close to saying contemporary, but then when you said the scavenger hunt, I was like, oh, I don't know. And then the kid thing, I was like, oh, I don't know.
Right.
The fact that we both said the same exact thing out
That's
loud.
hilarious.
I was like,
Oh.
all right,
Well,
ladies and gentlemen, that makes Ryan our winner with how many points, sir?
technically 29
Okay.
in a matter of seconds.
And Molly has 20.
29 in a few less seconds.
Okay.
And Chris, you might have ended up coming up in the win too, because at the end there, I don't know.
I think that brought me up to 12. So,
We'll say 14.
okay.
But all right. Great. What a fun time. We'll do it again sometime.
I'm sorry that the end was a little chaotic.
Okay, it is what it is. Okay. Well, if you enjoyed our game day and you were playing along, let us know how many points you got. And you can follow us on Threads or Instagram at DCP Anonymous Pod. That's anonymous with an E. You can always email us at dcpanonymous@gmail.com. That's anonymous with an E. And until next time, I'm the game day winner by about 3 seconds, Ryan.
I'm the game day loser by about 3 seconds, Molly.
And I'm the game day host, Chris, who hopefully you guys enjoyed this one more than Jeopardy. Ta-ta for now.
Ding dong, ding dong.
See you next time. Or not. The choice is yours.
No, you must come back.
Please?